Back safely and welcome. And now we're recording and we live. And
the podcast. We talked about a bunch of stuff. What'd you start with?
We start with your topic because you went on quite the rant.
It's funny how it happened though. I'm at work, and one of my bros at work is telling me about these chick he's talking to, and you know what I'm saying, why she's playing games and why she's doing this. So we got to talking like men do, and he just kept saying, like, what the fuck is wrong with females? I'm like, bro, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with females, but I do know part of the problem when it comes to relationship stuff. So, you know what I mean? We got to talking about it. And you know what? This is a post doing this. And it's long as shit, of course. But for those who didn't understand what I was talking about. So, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of dudes won't admit it. But, I feel like men are more affectionate than women. Women are, in my opinion... Don't paint me as a chauvinist, but from my experience...
Don't cancel Sanji.
Women just are manipulative, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, yeah, it's the Me Too movement going on right now. I want to get red flag. women sometimes need emotional support, but men do things to seek affection inside a relationship, and if that affection isn't there, they're ultimately going to cheat. Like, I've seen it too many times. But the thing with how men interact in a relationship, they won't say it because they don't want to feel sensitive or soft or emotional and shit. But, you know, in talking to men and the women that they choose, even if, say, they step out on their woman, the woman that they choose always does some extra affection and stuff. So a lack of affection. And then the second part is a lack of listening because, you know, falling into that toxic masculinity thing. Men are taught to just, let me bottle it up, let me not say nothing, I gotta be tough, I gotta be the man, all that type stuff. So,
yeah.
I don't know, if a dude comes home and he's trying to literally tell you what's going on, if he's stressed out and shit, like, you should probably listen, because it's been a bunch of times where, you know what I'm saying, men will talk to a woman and they'll just change the subject. You know, let me talk about my bad day. And now you gotta listen about, you know what I'm saying, Susan's dumbass fucked up here today or something.
women don't treat men like real people. But that goes both ways though. I feel like that's a societal problem, because I know men that are like the same way, that like don't treat women like they're people. Like, women don't have, hey, Nina, what's up?
What's up? I don't know who that is, but what's up?
That's the homie. That is the homie. But yeah, part of like the issue with that is I don't feel like we talk about, not only do we not talk about relationships, I feel like growing up in our communities, like, we don't necessarily always have good examples of them. Like, a lot of us have been raised by single parents, or maybe we've been raised in homes that were like abusive, or you know what I mean, less than average, less than customary. So, it's... not everyone had the best examples of, like, a good relationship. And it ends up creating a lot of cycles. And I think part of what can, like, help things like that is open, honest conversations within families, like, about how relationships should go. Like, even if you don't have, like, healthy examples, like... I don't know. My mom didn't necessarily, like, after my parents broke up, like, my mom didn't necessarily always have, like, a perfect dude there, but it was, like, he wasn't shit, and she would, like, you know, tell me, like, not to just let someone just treat me like shit, you know? Like, I feel like, oh, I feel like it's not because
she taught you what she could teach you.
Yeah, I feel like well, part of the problem, like part of the shit that creates.
No, I'm listening.
Oh no, I was saying, I think it's like a bigger societal problem, and what part of the issue is that we look at it like, well, nah, it's y'all, like nah, it's y'all, like nah, it's these bitches, like nah, it's these niggas, like nah, it's everybody. Now we all suck, like we all gotta get that shit together. And this, I think if we talked about, oh shit. Did your boy go? What happened? Hold up. I'm gonna pause this bitch. Alright. So we back. We back. What were we talking about? Oh, I was gonna respond to Amanda's point. Yeah, I was gonna respond to Amanda's point in a second. She said, I'll be honest, I was a lot more affectionate and ready to be all in love before I got damaged, and I move slower and have a hard time showing affection at first. And I feel that. Like, I understand that, because, like, before, like, I dated, like, the last two people I was in a serious relationship with, I can say I was a lot more, like, I mean, I'm a really affectionate person, you know me personally, but, like, I was a lot more, like, open and shit, and I feel like that's just a very human quality, like, as a defense mechanism, like, we tend to want to protect ourselves and not want to, like, necessarily, like, as quickly be vulnerable with people, or as quickly share ourselves with people because of what we've been through. Like, it's unfortunate. Like, what I can say is all I try to do is just try to, like, balance my shit, you know? I don't like to be too closed off. I don't feel like it's to anyone's benefit to, like, be too cold or too closed off. Like, people, like, make people kind of work super hard for their affection, and I don't think that's really to people's benefit. I think it's not anyone in particular. People do that, like, or people can, like, necessarily, like, make themselves put up unnecessary walls and shit. I think it's all about, like, healthy balance and healthy levels of protecting yourself. Like, you don't gotta overreact and shit, but you don't gotta necessarily just talk to anybody just cause. And hey, what's up, Therese? How's it going? Thanks for joining the discussion. But yeah, man, did you have anything you wanted to say? That I kind of rambled that, but I think y'all feel me. Y'all know what's up.
No, you're good. I think to Amanda's point is just after a while you do get, you know what I'm saying, scolded or cold-hearted to it. You know what I mean? You really get desensitized to relationships themselves. And people, like, joke all day on the book about, you know, how they'll treat a woman like this or how they'll treat a man like this and all these jokes. And I'm like, your relationships are probably horrible. Like, not judgmental, but if you think that you don't have to try inside a relationship, or like you said, you got too many walls up and somebody just has to jump hurdles every day, like, that's not gonna be fun. I'm not gonna enjoy that shit. I don't care how good you look or what you do, I'm gonna go somewhere else where I got a little bit of peace. You know what I mean? So people take it for granted and don't watch their energy at all when they're in a relationship. It's just like, what about me? What about me? What about me? So on both sides, I feel like if we step back and was just like trying to figure out what's going on with this person instead of trying to dump all our thoughts on them, then it would help, and more people would probably stay together, I feel. But either way, it's just an old time question, like you said, who's to blame? Is it men or is it women? And I think it's both. We both could work on it a little bit more and put a little bit more effort into it instead of trying to use past experiences as an excuse as to why you don't try hard. Like, if you're going to use the past against something new, then why the fuck did you get in a relationship in the first place? Like, if you knew you was going to go into this situation not trusting a motherfucker, not wanting to put in the work and do the things it takes to keep a partner, then what the fuck were you doing in the first place?
I think a lot of people tend to think that everyone's as distrusting as them.
You said disgusting?
No, distrusting.
Oh, distrusting. I'm like, disgusting? Like, what are we talking about? You got took a 180.
No, I can't. No, I can't talk. I'm disgusting, but that's different.
I was going to say, that's a different topic for a different day.
No.
You know
what I'm saying? But I think people go into relationships like genuinely thinking people are as distrusting as them. Like, I don't really.
Yeah, and like, why did you get into it? That's my biggest thing about not even wanting a relationship, because you just, you know what I'm saying? You're just doing this shit as a test trial. It's just fun. But it's like, also, my heart ain't in it. I don't want to do that shit. I don't want to talk to you every day right now. I don't want to do a bunch of stuff. So I'm cool on it. And it seemed like the more you upfront with that, the more people don't understand.
Word.
It's almost like they'd rather play the little get to know you games and I'm going to have my guard up bullshit.
Dude, I can understand everyone's like loss of patience with it now though. Like, I used to be the nigga that was all like, I don't understand how everybody would be all like, fuck relationships, nigga. I love being in relationship, nigga. I do love being in relationships, but I understand, like, but I don't honestly like. No, it's kind of, dude. It's kind of sad. It makes me like. It makes me kind of concerned for the future. Like, it also makes me kind of concerned for children. Like, that was that shit I was thinking about, like, the other day. I was telling you, like, how motherfuckers are, like, already, they're getting ready to have a kid. Before their kid's even born, they're already, like, telling the world, like, yeah, and my kid's not gonna be fucking with you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, like, maybe be worried about, like, your healthy baby and, like, Your time bonding with it and, like, who does want to see the baby and who you do want to see it. Like, you have, motherfuckers have a kid and, like, the first thing they want to do is impress their negativity upon it. Like, and, like, bro, know, and, like, and bro, like, people, that shit, where does that shit stem from? Like, where do babies come from? Like, fucking and relationships. Like, that shit makes me concerned for the future, G. Like, Motherfuckers don't think about shit on a broader scale. Motherfuckers tell people like me that I'm too serious, but like, no. And I don't think like I'm super profound or nothing, but I do think about shit in like a, like, shit matters on a bigger scale. Like, there's more to life than this, that, and like, motherfuckers just out here getting in relationships just cause they bored and having kids just cause they bored and
no, like, yeah, that's the culture, man. It's like, it's what I call designer life. You know what I'm saying? They try to like control as much as they can. So you're right. Sometimes, you know what I mean, kids get treated as pets, and you know what I mean, spouses get treated as pets, just something to show off.
Spouses get treated as like commodities.
Yeah, and so with the whole, like, you can't see my baby and you can't see my baby, that's just immature and petty. I don't even think that that's, like, a sign of the times. I just think that person is stupid if I see that type of stuff. But because I do think there's a lot of parents out there that actually do care about that stuff that you're talking about. You know what I mean? When I had my kid, I rarely even posted them because it was like, I really don't care if y'all see my son, but every now and then I'll post. But some people do drag it out. They drag it all the way the fuck out, and it's like, this baby doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. And like, you got this fucking, I don't know, PR tour, I guess, for the baby, so you can make sure your baby is the best baby. Like, I don't know what's going on here. The baby doesn't care, I'm pretty sure of it.
This thing said PR tour.
For real. Like, they drag you so tough. Like, just have, like you said, just experience the fucking child, man.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't really think that, like, the thing is about relationships, like, it's like all we can really do is, like, have broad discussions about those types of things, because, you know, it's all a matter of opinion. And, like, I seen something the other day, and I thought it was, like, mad valid. It was, like, talking about how, like, the whole mindset of, like, telling women if they didn't have a man, like, it was something wrong with them, like, or if a woman that does have a man, she's, like, somehow superior. And it's just like, I'm glad we're, like, moving out of that mindset. Like, I'm glad that, like, that's a social narrative that's, like, changed.
Yeah, and it still exists to some extent.
Oh yeah, of course. But, all that shit's gonna always exist.
Yeah. Like, we're not gonna do anything about it, but you can at least change a few people's minds, you know. But I think, like, the culture is just more tailored to, like, people being single and people having, just having children. You know what I'm saying? Not even necessarily having the whole family dynamic. And I would say it's okay, but...
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, do you think that's a good thing? Like, do you think that's bad? What do you think our world is going to look like with that?
I'm gonna say, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's the whole, you know what I mean, designer dog craze. You know what I'm saying? People just want to design their lives in a certain way and just do what they want. And that's what I was going to say. Like, the culture is more set up for people to just seek pleasure. And just however they can do it, that's what they're going to do. Like, I don't need to be in a relationship. I can just have the pleasure of the baby, having a kid and showing them off and being a mom, you know what I'm saying? Because it was just, or a dad, whatever you do it. But it was just taboo, you know what I'm saying, some 40, you know what I'm saying, 50 years ago, for you to have a child out of wedlock, you know what I mean? But nowadays, it's just normal, so you don't really need a dude to have the kid that you want, because, you know what I'm saying, some people want kids, and some people, some dudes, some women want kids, and some people don't. But if they do just want the kid without the headache, they'll just have a kid. Like, I don't know, you got a lot of people on your Facebook, I see it all the time, like, people just pop up pregnant, and not in a judgmental way, but, like, they weren't in a relationship, but they're, like, now it's, like, yeah, this baby is just the, you know what I'm saying, the blessing of the century and all that. They're enjoying it, even though it didn't come from a relationship, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's still their fucking choice, but it just showed you that relationships aren't important to, like, on a societal level, so that's why people are doing different shit. And that's why the relationships are so fucking dull most times, and they don't last.
If you wanna, if we get into my honest,
that was also a rant.
This is gonna be a slight rant, but I'll make it sweet, short and sweet. If we get into my honest, like, my honest opinion, like, I've been through some shit. I've been, you know, emotionally hurt, been in relationship bullshit, whatever. But, like, sometimes I do think people use that as, like, an excuse to, like, not get the fuck over shit, not, like, be more emotionally mature. Like, motherfuckers, there's a movie, it's one of my favorite movies, it's called Two Can Play That Game. There's a scene where Bobby Brown is, like, basically putting off reasons for why he doesn't want to marry this girl. And he's like, I've been hurt before, so I'm, like, really, really careful with my heart. And, like, that shit was an excuse. And, like, it's not always one, but, like, sometimes, man, like, people have been through a lot of shit, and it just... But it's a lot of people. Like, it's not any one person. Like, it's just, I would hope as a society, like, we become more emotionally mature and, like, not look at our relationship issues as like broad scale issues, and you know, like whatever I've been through with girls is like all girls don't suck. You know what I mean? Like that shit.
For sure. But look though, that's what I was gonna say. Like to the people that's out here that's getting into these relationships, casual or otherwise, situationships. Losing my thought. Fucking.
Hi, Dad.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
My dad's the here. People that,
no, you good. You said your dad.
Yeah, that's Anthony, Mary, and my dad popped up.
Got you. Okay, but no, like, for the people that's getting into these situationships, it's just like we were saying, it's not a priority. Like, they're not going to think about the same because of the culture. Like, you have to take that into account. And to my further discussion is, you have to ask yourself why you're even trying to do this. Because most people are doing it for the status of the relationship, the popularity of the relationship, the financial gain of the relationship. And I'm just like, do you even really like this fucking person?
Yeah. Like, yo, hey. And I think, honestly, I think that's something that we're all guilty of at times. Like, I realized, like, yo, I had to stop, like, just kind of, like, trying to talk to every girl I thought was, like, kind of cute or, like, kind of cool. Because, like, bro, that shit's wasted, like, your time and my time. Like, I'm not having a good time. You're not having a good time. Or you might be having a good time. And, like, it's not, like, people, but people be comfortably out here wasting people's time, dude. I said some shit about that, like, one time. And, like, a bitch thought I was tripping. Like, she was just like, oh, I don't know, man. I just be kind of talking to people. And I'm like, bitch, who has time for that? You got to... It'd be bitches with kids out here just doing that shit. And then I want to respond to what she said. I hate when women act surprised when they find out they're pregnant by a certain person, or they didn't say. Man, that shit, I was gonna say that shit mental illness, but I don't wanna speak too harshly. But that shit's not normal. Like, you know what the fuck. Bro, like,
no, like that's the real thing. You knew what the fuck you were doing. Cause look, when I had my son, I was talking to my uncle and he was like, man, you having a baby? I was like, yeah, man, I didn't know what I was gonna, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know she was gonna get pregnant. And he was like, yes, you did. He said you knew she was gonna get pregnant when you was fucking raw.
I was gonna say, damn, Usher.
Like, come on, yo.
Every time I was in LA, I was with my ex girlfriend.
I didn't know she was gonna get pregnant. I was just, you know what I'm saying? I only ejaculated into her, and that's how pregnancy works. I just didn't know. That sounds like a dumbass reason.
Hey, Usher sung a whole song about that shit, bro. Like, you didn't know.
And, like, yeah, like, what did y'all think was going to happen? It only takes one time for you to get pregnant. Like, that's all it takes. So, it could be that moment. You know what I'm saying? You gambling, and if you really didn't want that kid, you wouldn't have had that kid because there's too many contraceptive options. Like, come on now. People been putting on condoms for years. So if you ain't, you know what I'm saying, put on the condom and protect against that, you absolutely wanted that person to be your baby mother or your baby father. And while you might not fucking stand them right now, you still made that choice with your stupid ass. Some of us is stupid, who we choose.
You don't want that latex that I think I'm latex. But niggas don't care.
Oh, babies. No pun intended.
No, but I don't feel like that shit is valid. But, and moving on, I don't think that, like, people even really, like, take that shit seriously enough these days. I feel like people are just kind of out here just whatever. Like, but all of it, here's my connection to my rant. All of it is under the guise of, well, I've been hurt before, so I'm, like, really careful with my heart. So I'm just gonna go, like, fuck people, and, like, and fucking people is fine. Fucking people is fine. I love fucking people. I fuck people. That's all I'm doing right now. Like, I get it. I'm single. But then, not only that, they're, like, playing with people, too. Like, they're not even able to, like, be adults and be up front and be like, look, this is what I'm on. Like, it was a girl. I just hit up Shorty, and I was on some, like, yo, and, like, let's, you know? And she was like, yo, I'm not trying to do that right now, if that's all you're trying to do. And I was like, respectable, because that's all I'm trying to do. I respect that. It's cool. Like, and that's how you handle shit as an adult. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I fucking... Man, hey, get the fuck out of here, Craig. Yeah, well, anyway, that's how you handle shit like an adult. It's not, like, you don't gotta, you know what I mean? It's no big deal. But what bothers me is when, like, on a broad scale, people don't know how to, like, be honest about it. And then what bothers me even more is that, like, women act like that's a nigga problem. Like, bitch, that is not just a nigga problem. Like, people need to understand that, like, just because you don't do something doesn't mean that, like, that's a big problem on the whole gender. Like, there's a whole bunch of shit that, and I may be, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite in this, because I say bitches do shit all the time, but I'm also aware of the shit I do as a bitch. So I'm accountable. And one of my biggest issues is bitches lack accountability. And not just bitches, but niggas. And everyone across the board. So if we would all just have accountability. And I think that's a bigger scale problem. For
real. Like, it's a lot of, like, blame shifting.
My finger, like, pointing.
Girls do this and boys do that.
Well, but the way people look at it as, well, girls do this and boys do that, but I don't do that, so I'm the, and it's like, no, you do shit too. Like, just.
Oh, babies. Like,
I do shit. Like, I'm not perfect. Like, bitches have left me. Shit happens, you know?
But like you said, if somebody is being real with you, you can't be upset because you knew what was going on. But a lot of what happens is people put on these, like, relationship masks just so the person can get with them, instead of just, like be you. You know what I'm saying? If we chilling in the house watching movies and you're going to randomly fart in the middle of the movie, then, like, just go ahead and let it out. Because I'm going to need to know if I'm okay with that or not.
Yeah, man, but keep it true. Like the bitch in, like the bitch that was pooting too much in fucking Don't Be a Menace. Like, just keep it true, though. Like, you gonna get out my whip, but, like, at least you were honest. Go get that bitch some Pepto.
Oh, you so romantic.
Hey, pour that bitch Pepto in a wine glass. Put a cherry on that shit.
Oh shit.
Some stupid shit. Be like, oh my god.
I don't know how we got on to Pepto Bismol ass.
I ain't never had nobody. Hey, you know what? You know what I figured out, though? You know what I really got to start trying? It's not that I'm not a romantic nigga. I'm a dick, and I think that girls aren't worth it. Like, not all of them, but, like, the girls I don't be feeling like it'd be worth all the trouble. But, like, I'm gonna start pulling some romantic shit. Because I seen that video I shared of that nigga, like, pulling out a table and some wine on a bus. That bitch was finna give him some pussy, dog. I'm gonna try that shit. She was like,
it don't take Look, it's the little things that count.
I'm gonna start pulling up with a rose, a rosé, and $40.
Hey, look, and you be the, you know what I'm saying, the Hugh Hefner of whatever city that you're in.
Nah, that's gross. I'm just kidding.
Because it's the thought that counts. Pun intended. See, you know what I'm saying? Some people is just going. They're like, they really don't need much. You know what I'm saying? So let them go. That's what I'm saying. Stop trying to get into a relationship because you want to clamp this person down who looks good when you know all this there is fucking.
You know what I think is a bigger issue?
Okay, that's cool.
We don't talk about...
Jacob, we're talking about relationships.
We don't talk about how, like...
And why they fucking suck to people.
We always talking about everybody, like, shooting a shot. Like, yo, I think if people, like, went after the person that they wanted more, we'd all be in a relationship. Like, I think people, like, across the board, like, be scared to pursue each other. And that shit kind of funny.
Yeah, we never got out of that high school phase. But here's the deal. It's because they're trying to say all the right shit. They're trying to, like... start a relationship instead of connecting with that person. Like, fuck a relationship. If you make a connection, you'll have a relationship and you can decide to take it further. Stop fucking looking for titles and just fucking, like, get to know somebody on a level to see if you really cool with them and want to be around them for a long fucking time or even long periods of time. Just because you fucking look good, look, go ahead. Just because you fucking look good or the other person looks good doesn't mean that you have to be in a relationship with them. Like, motherfuckers get in this relationship because of the fucking pictures. Like, okay, the pictures look good, but you know what I'm saying? That's a trash ass relationship. So how about focus on, I ain't saying you gotta fuck with ugly people, but even attractive people, like, talk to them, see what they about, and see if you can put up with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then be like, okay, we're in a relationship. Not 1 month we've been fucking, and I really like this person, and I got butterflies. Like, are you stupid or something? Do you really think that's enough time to fucking make any type of serious connection? Like, come on, B. Just say the sex is good, and hopefully it goes further. Like, you're lying to yourself, talking about that's your boyfriend. Or that's your girlfriend. It don't happen like that. Like you said, let's be adults here.
Well, I also think, like, a lot of us don't have, like, strong understandings of what we're even looking, like, what people are even looking for, like you said, some high school shit. By the way, Jacob said get a black woman, problem solved, and honestly, he's on to something.
Hey, hold on. Now, I'm absolutely pro-black. So, I get it, and I have a black child. He's a high yellow black child, but he's a black child nonetheless. So, but the thing, like, I believe that, you know what I mean, definitely date within your race if that's what you feel, and that's who you feel connects with you the most. But I'm not about to be out here, you know what I'm saying, denying women because they can't use the comb. You know what I'm saying? My mom said all the time, if she can't use the comb, don't bring her home. And like, I'm like, but what if that person is really fucking dope? So, you know what I'm saying? When I was on that shit when I was younger, that was just how I was raised. But now it's like, you know what I'm saying? Your race is just ties more to your background than what we're doing here. And that's where the communication and connection comes into play. If you got a connection with an Asian woman or a Mexican woman or, you know what I'm saying, an African woman, whatever the culture is, that's okay. You don't have to fucking stay inside your shell and stay inside this mentality. And once again, what the fuck are you doing that for anyway? Because somebody told you to? You know what I'm saying? You don't even know why you're doing that shit other than my family or my friends or whoever won't accept them if they're not the same race. Like, first strike is the biggest strike. That's already game over for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a fun fucking relationship. because you're doing it based on some punk ass creed versus I actually fuck with this person.
Well, I don't feel like you should ever just be with anybody for any reason other than you just want to be with them. If you're doing shit like that, you're already doing it wrong.
Exactly. You're already starting a relationship on the wrong foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, people put, this is what I was talking about in the post, people put these damn lists together like they're fucking at Build-A-Bear or something, and they want this perfect person, this perfect relationship, and this perfect financial situation. Like, how about you just enjoy that person's fucking company? Stop trying to stack it up, you know what I'm saying? Because men and women do it. Men would be like, you know, look, you know what I'm saying? She look good, you know what I'm saying? Her hair long, she got the fat ass, and then, you know what I'm saying? Her credit good. All these stacks, you know what I'm saying? Then women would be like, girl, he fine, you know what I'm saying? He paid, he got a nice car, he got a house, all this stuff. But they never mention if that person is dope or not. They never mention that. And that's the fucking problem. Like, it's not a fucking puppy, dog.
And you know what's crazy? It's like people will, like, make fun of you if you do want to date someone for that reason. Like, yo, I dated this girl in high school. Like, she was, like, not attractive to everybody else. But I thought the bitch was cool. Like, we could kick it. We could have fun. Like, so I dated her, and, like, all my friends would give me shit and make fun of me. And, like, looking back on it, like, y'all probably should have, like, cussed my friends out or something. But, like, it was just like, nah, man, I knew what was up. Like, I'm not a shit person. Like, I'm not gonna not date someone. Like, I didn't think she was unattractive. Like, so.
And that's all, that's really all that fucking matters.
Exactly. But, like, people don't think like that. And people think it's cool to, like, think you shouldn't want to be with somebody because of what someone else. Shit's crazy, bro. And, like, we have that, like, ingrained in us. And then it just, what's ironic about it is then we still want to be in relationships that are based upon, like, love and purity. Like, we're dating people based off stats and shit. But we still want to be in relationships that are based upon, like, a love and a grounded foundation and, like, time and, like, affection and, like, actual care for each other. But, like, you dated that nigga because he got good credit. That's not
right.
Like, yo, it's a lot of girls saying shit these days, and they think it's cute, and they think it's funny talking about, like, if a nigga's gonna hit my inbox, like, I pretty much want to know if he's gonna give me some money. If not, you know, I'm not interested. And I'm like, yo, I get that you're trying to be funny, but, like, is that really what you want? Because most likely what you're going to get, if you find that, is a nigga that's going to, like... And I'm not saying you can't ever find a nigga that's going to pay your bills, but, like, talking like that, shorty, you're going to find a nigga that's going to, like, pay your bills and beat your ass like a Tyler Perry movie. Like, bro, I don't... Bro, that shit... Bro, I seen a post like that earlier, and, like, more than one person shared it, and it's, like, not the first time I've seen that shit. And I'm like, yo... Is that really how y'all feel? Is that really what y'all want? And y'all the same women that share that y'all want this type of nigga from this type of movie. Or you want, like, somebody that'll love you because for who you are. Somebody that'll love you because you're a passionate and you're a good woman. But at the same time, you want a nigga because... Figure it out, bitch. Like, yeah. Pick one.
You entertaining that bullshit.
And you know what? And you know what's more sickening? These the same women that talk about niggas not being able to figure it out. They talk about how niggas want a girl that's a hoe, or niggas want a girl that's modest, blah blah blah. Like, yo, that's a double standard too. Like, figure that out, sis. Like, and it's a lot of women, and I don't think, like, it be good women too. Like, women I think highly of. Like, saying that shit, and it's like, yo. That's not a cool mentality.
Somebody talking about me.
That's not a... Bro, it's not a cool mentality to reduce anybody, male or female, to their fucking monetary value. That's sickening. We need to stop normalizing that. Like, this is paper. And it's the white man's paper, bro. We hate the white man, but we hate the white man, but we gonna die over his dollar. That shit wild, bro.
You know why that is, though? Is... People are in survival mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not really looking at it like that because they're getting by. But they don't know that they're still in survival mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, only people that can worry about real life like real life problems outside of the bills and money and all that shit is like rich people, right? So they're actually living because they don't have money problems. But every day, average person wakes up, whether they make six figures or not, they're worried about if all this is going to go to shit. And so all they can think about is maintaining, surviving, you know what I'm saying? Because money is an issue. So it makes sense that the financial side of a relationship and a financial gain relationship would come to the forefront. But like you said, don't be shallow about it. Understand that and have that talk with the person. If y'all get into this relationship, we are going to have to assist each other financially because that's where we're at with it. But if you don't communicate that, it comes off as you being a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be like, I need some fucking help, because all of us do, all the millennials do, need some fucking help. That's fine. But fucking don't make it like the only reason I'm going to talk to this person is because they got this, 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 and this. And like you said, you know, that makes me believe you don't even know that person, and they might go upside your fucking head. They might rob you, you know what I'm saying? They might put you in bad situations because all you was worried about was the surface. And when, you know what I'm saying, when you step in shallow water, you probably gonna hit a rock, my nigga. That's just how it goes.
So, you know, like, I only say women because I see women say that shit more than I ever see men say it. Like, men aren't really able to say shit like that. Like, if a woman doesn't have, like, this much money, then I'm not fucking with her, don't hit my inbox. Like, bitches is gonna be like, oh, nigga, okay, you should have your money, blah, blah, blah. Like, because the way that they was raised is that a nigga supposed to pay their... Man, you're right. It's survival mode, and we gotta get out of that shit, man. Like, I wasn't raised in survival mode. I grew up poor, but I did not grow up in the hood. Like, and I'm not saying nothing negative about that, but, like, I didn't grow up in constant fucking... I grew up having to worry about things, but I didn't grow up in constant fucking, like, survival mode that way, I guess. Like, I don't really understand that shit. Like, I'm someone who, like, doesn't really like to, like, tie myself really deeply about money, though. Like, motherfuckers tie people's self-worth and everything. Like, money matters. Like, but... If your desire for love is tied to your desire for money, then, like, just go marry a prostitute. Like.
Yeah, pretty much. Go ahead and get on the track. You know?
Yeah. If your desire for love is only desire to get, or only desire to get one of financial security, then, like, don't look for both at the same time. Because there be women out here joking around, but they be joking around, finger quotes, but they be looking around at the same time. Like, and this is like, go, you can find that. I promise you can find it, but, like, you need to understand that, like, the way you're joking about it like that, it doesn't work like that. It's not gonna, you're not gonna find it doing that. Any more than, like, I'm gonna find a bitch that goes to Harvard by saying bitch all the time. Like, probably not. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, but you gotta be honest with yourself. Like, people are always talking about how you are what you attract, and, like, it'd be like good women not understanding, and good, not just women, good people, like, not understanding the, like, you know, joking about your survival mode shit, like, joking about how you only want a person for, like, I'm guilty of the shit, too. I'm trying to work on myself. But, like, we gotta fix that shit, man. We normalize a lot of bullshit, and that just makes the relationship pool even worse, like, and then we all don't have honest conversations about relationships, like, everybody's all single and lonely, but nobody wants to step outside of their comfort zone, and everyone's hurt, and no one's...
That was a long sigh. You seem exasperated.
It's, like, I don't think I'm superior or nothing, but just, I was raised differently, like, I was raised with love, man. Like, I was raised to not, like, I wasn't raised to, like, just be all, well, fuck everything. I just want somebody that's just going to love me, and I don't really got to love them back. And I think that's, I don't think people realize that's kind of what you sound like you're looking for. And not just men, not just women. Like, I see shit, like, all the time. Like, I don't think we really understand that, like, we don't really understand what love, we don't even really understand what love is, like, as a generation, but we all want to be in some type of fucked up situation shit.
I've had several women tell me that, like, they're not into, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll basically say it, like, out their mouth, they'd be like, I'm just like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I do this like a nigga. What's funny is, though, is that they think certain things relate to what a man is. You know what I'm saying? So you try to put off these traits when really a lot of men are stuck in a toxic masculinity stage where they don't really even know how principled men move. It's not about you just biologically being a dude. You know what I'm saying? Or biologically being a woman, you got to have, you know what I'm saying, principles and value certain things. So what they're taking as, these are how quote-unquote niggas act, I'm going to act just like them because obviously they don't get their feelings hurt. And so it's this fucking circle of motherfuckers fronting, you know what I'm saying, trying to be something that they're not. And the women started emulating the men, and since the men are fucked up, then it turns to a fucked up situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean, men don't typically seek relationship help and relationship advice. Like, it'd be a joke on Facebook if they was like, you know, my husband said we need to go to relationship therapy. Like, people would laugh at that shit. But you probably do need it if the relationship is serious, because you're going to get tired of that motherfucker. You see him all the time.
Yeah.
But fucking, I don't know, people, I can't say people, like you said, it's not like I'm doing any better at it, but like, we gotta take out these like fake personas and stuff like that. Like, if it's your preference to date a guy, or for you to date a girl that is financially, you know what I'm saying, stable and can do for you like you can do for them, that's a preference, okay, and that's fine. But to date, that's like criteria that I, you know what I'm saying, I cannot fuck with you if this isn't met. You're going to miss out on a lot of cool people because you got this fucking long-ass list of shit. Like, it's a fucking grocery store coming. Everybody is complex. Everybody has a past. Everybody has their issues. So if you're out here trying to find this perfect person, it's not going to happen. But furthermore, speaking to the whole single shit, I'm just fuck who I want and do what I want. Be up with that shit. Otherwise, don't do it. And don't play it like, if a nigga does this or that, I'm going to get into a relationship with him. Because you're not.
Yeah, you always got to be honest about shit. Like, that's the best way for anything. Also, I want to respond to what Jacob said. He said he's been married 3 times, and he thinks black women are overlooked because society views a lot of them. I honestly think black women are, like, overlooked in a lot of ways, but that gets into the big topic of where, like, black men be saying they don't want to be with a black woman because this, and I just think that gets into, like, fucked up stereotypes. Black women are the backbone of this fucking here nation. You want my opinion on it, but no, black men and women.
It ain't nothing like a sister.
But especially black women, goddammit.
It ain't nothing like a sister. But look, here's what I found. It really doesn't matter to me what race I date. I don't view black women as any more problematic than a white woman or a Mexican woman or an Asian woman.
Yeah, I got their own sets of problems.
As a whole, do certain things and not get them alert.
Everybody got their own sets of problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody does, and that's what I mean. Everybody's going to have their quirks that you don't necessarily agree with. But that's the point of getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
Shy. what's up? I'm getting these late, I think. But yeah, man. I mean, the relationship, to shorten it all up into just, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, in a nutshell, we could all solve our problems. I really feel like you said, by just being upfront about what you want out of the situation and what you're going to do, and stop trying to shame people if they don't have the same mentality as you or the same viewpoints as you about relationship, because everybody's going to do their own individual thing. You know what I mean? But judging somebody because they only want casual relationships, or judging somebody because they do want to, you know, date to get married, both of them is just fucked up. So instead of worried about the title of it or how you look, worry about that other person that you're with, and that's going to make for better relationships, whatever style it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, polyamorous, boom, polygamous, you know what I'm saying? All that. Just focus on what the fuck it is you're doing and stop worrying about how it looks, because who gives a fuck? You're not with that person to fucking go and take pictures all the time, in my opinion. So
honestly, that's all some people are doing it for, but that's another conversation. It's fucking tough. That's a behind the scenes.
Where is that? Too hot for TV. But no. why do you still got a little bit of time? Because it is late. I should probably get my life together. But while we got a little bit of time, let's talk about that other subject you text me about, with the why do black people just love hood movies and documentaries and shit like that?
And yo,
it's something that bothered me all growing up. But I'm like, I don't want to fucking watch First 48 on repeat. I don't give a fuck that I haven't seen certain movies. I just don't fucking care. And they treat it like it's some like black card shit. You gotta have watched this movie and this show, and like, where you gonna get the fuck out of here?
Dude, we got like hood movie power fantasies. Like, I don't get it. I don't like all we ever want to watch is like some shit about somebody getting snitched on, or like somebody like hood getting rolled on. Like, not all we ever. I'm not like stereotyping our people. Don't get all fucking mad at me. You know what the fuck I mean. Y'all know what the fuck I mean. Like, how everybody ran to fucking watch Empire, which is just what, music and a dysfunctional relationship. Am I right? And power, what is it? Like, niggas getting shot, niggas snitching on niggas, niggas going to jail. Yeah? Sounds like The Wire and like a bunch of other fucking, like, I get it, I like it, but it's just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what I fucking, like, we have like kind of like an obsession with that shit. Like,
you know, I got banned from BET's Facebook page because I said just that. I think I talked about it before. But they kept showing these fucking slave documentaries. I did think we touched on it before. And I'm like, oh, that's not just what the fuck black people do. And so in the same token, all these love and hip hops and, you know what I'm saying, movies that come out is talking about the black experience, but the only side of the black experience that you see is the struggle and drugs and guns and all this shit. It's like you said, it's cool, but that's not all we are. That's why sometimes I have a problem with it. But to keep it real, like you said, not the stereotype, that's what my, you know what I'm saying, that's what our people want to watch. You know what I'm saying? Because they won't ask you, hey, have you seen this new movie in theaters? Have you seen this new documentary on fucking, like, Hood to Hood? When Hood to Hood came to Omaha, people flipped out like it was like fucking Black Panther or something. that 12 minute part in Hood to Hood that we had, we on the map. I'm like, but for what though? You know what I'm saying? Like, people really glorify that shit. They glorify it, and then, or when they get hurt by it, now enough is enough and it needs to stop. But no, just last month, you know what I'm saying, that was the thing to do. Like, the shit was fun or something. Like, Like, it wasn't serious. That's my thing. Like,
and then we act like the shit just part of life. Like, we just don't gotta... Like, we don't got no control over
it. We'll watch it for entertainment, but don't expect it to happen in real life. Like, this ain't no fucking cartoon that they're making. You know what I'm saying?
I think what people produce, people are gonna watch. If Marvel, another company, produce another type of movie, they will watch it. Well, yeah. Yeah. But I just... obviously, of course, people like make shit for people to consume shit, but I don't think it's like a lot of those types of things, and I just think, I don't know. I always wonder why it's like 12 Years a Slave. I never wanted to go see that shit, because why the fuck do we keep making slave movies, bruh? Like, we know the story. Neither have I. Honestly, though, I can't talk shit, though, because I also went and watched Django. But the only reason I went and watched Django is because Django wasn't just a regular fucking slave story. Like, Django was kind of like, if I'm gonna watch, that's a perfect example of my point. Yeah, that's a perfect example of my point. If I'm gonna watch some shit like that, like some shit that's gonna be some cliche black shit, like, I want it to be like a spin on it. Like, his bitch was German, like, he shot everybody. Like, I didn't think that kind of shit was gonna happen. Like, well done, Quentin. But like, I think you're right. I think what people produce are gonna watch, but I think we don't even try to produce better shit is my point.
No, that's what's real.
Like, if we tried to produce better black movies, we would watch them. And Jordan Peele is a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
I hate that nigga.
What he was saying, but like, you know what's out there, people are gonna consume. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I fucking hate Jordan Peele, but that nigga's getting his bread. Honestly, though, he said he's finna redo Candyman, and if he does a good job at that shit, I'll change my mind. I'll stop talking shit about him.
That's weird.
So you just wish people would produce more empowering movies. Yes, I wish. I if we're not gonna produce empowering movies, like, fine. Like, but more interesting concepts. Like, more fascinating concepts. Like, we can have movies with all black casts. Like, when's the last time you seen a sci-fi movie that had an all black cast? Anyone?
Like, that's what Black Panther and Jordan Peele's movies are so popular for.
Yeah, like, or when's the last time you seen, like, a good fucking... We always have, like, dramas. Like, we get, like, the same types of dramas or, like, the same types of action movies. That's, like, all we get. Jordan's trying, but fuck. Like, some of us, just feel like we deserve better than Jordan Peele. That's all I'm fucking saying.
I mean, but he just picked a genre, though. It's kind of not his fault that, you know what I mean, there's not a variety of black directors out there, which I think is getting better. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not his fault. I don't blame Jordan. My talking shit about Jordan isn't like... I gotta stop being a dick. I don't blame Jordan Peele for the problems of the genre. Oh shit, did we freeze? You there? Yo, I like hear you, but I don't see you. Shit. I'm gonna try to get him back on here. Yeah, so we had a little bit of technical difficulties there, but we're gonna go ahead and close it out and go ahead and review, and then next week we'll get back into it. So we talked about relationships and situationships, and then towards the end there, we were talking about how, as black people, we kind of support certain movie genres, and one of our friends commented, he said that he thinks it's because there's not necessarily a lot of black directors that want to get into the fields, and I think, honestly, because of that, the reason for that is because there's not enough black children that we push to get into those kind of fields. We pretty much tell black children to be athletes, doctors, lawyers, quote-unquote business people, or, you know, things like that. We don't necessarily tell them to get into art and film. So that's why we have a shortage of black people and black representation in those fields. I said the same thing about the political field and otherwise. But that's a bigger topic for another day. I just wanted to, you know, go over that since we got to that on the live, but we didn't. So get to mention that here. So yeah, I'm gonna close it out and appreciate y'all being with us on the cast. And we're gonna get it popping again for next week. Sensei out.